Hello, hello. Welcome to the It Ain't It Sis podcast again.
Guys, we're back, baby. Second episode.
We're back better than ever. Did you miss us? I know I did. Okay, preface. We're going out to the bars tonight, so therefore we're drinking couple glasses of red wine, I should say.
And this one, you guys, we highly, highly recommend. Once again, Trader Joe's. Always, always just coming in.
It's always TJ's, but also I had an unfortunate experience. I didn't tell you about this, Sarah.
Oh, no, you guys.
Yeah, okay. So Wednesday, we're really just jumping into it right now, actually. But I have to tell this story because I was at Trader Joe's on Wednesday. You know, I was just trying to pick up some carrots and peanut butter because, like, that's one of my favorite snacks. Don't judge me. But I was kind of in that section, you know, just like gazing.
The peanut butter?
No, in the carrot section. So I was dressed in my business casual and I just had an interview on Wednesday and I was offered basically a job in indoor sales. And I realized I didn't want to do that because for me, that just sounds like a sad life. So I was just kind of like staring at these carrots thinking, oh shit, what do I want to do with my life? And then the nice man right next to me who worked at Trader Joe's, he looked at me and he was like, oh, you look very nice. Where did you just come from? And I basically told him my whole spiel about how I was having like a quarter life crisis already. And then he was like giving me a pep talk. It was all great. I walked away from that conversation feeling good. I was like, wow, that really just made my day. Keep in mind, he was 55. So I'm walking out to my car and then all of a sudden he appears and then he hands me his number and he's like, let's get coffee sometime. And I'm like,
oh my God,
what? Okay. I was like, why does this always happen to me?
How old was he?
He was like 55. His name was Andy. Sorry, Andy. I'm really fucking calling you out on this one.
Andy, what were you thinking?
What were you thinking, Andy? Come on. Okay. Yeah, but I don't really know where I was going with that story, but oh, Trader Joe's. We got this wine from Trader Joe's.
But, I mean, that's a great segue into what we're going to be talking about today. Awkward situations with boys.
You know, I fucking love my men. We love to love them. I really love to hate them, though, more recently.
You know, that's very true. Very true.
I know. So, but before we kind of hop in to like the gist of what we're fucking talking about today, I'm sorry. The cuss words are coming out. Sorry, Mom. I know you're listening. It's just because I'm drinking some wine currently.
It's a cab, once again, from Trader Joe's. It's a Corvallia. It is 2018. Really cool bottle. It's very easy to drink. I would definitely recommend. Only $10,
oh,
you guys.
It's easy
it is
to
a
drink.
Bargain and it's delicious. So if you like red wine, definitely get it. Trader Joe's, sponsor us.
Honestly, please do. But anyways, what were we saying? Oh, but before we get into like this little podcast about the male species, if you listened to our last podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, our first podcast also. At the end, we talked about how we were going to set intentions for the rest of the week. And I think we should kind of like circle around back to that and see if we actually, you know.
Followed through.
Did we?
All right, guys. So my intention, just a little refresher, you know, because it's been a while. I wanted to be more present and really take advantage of the moment and not worry about everything else that was going on in my life. But if I was spending time with people, to really focus in on that and to stay true to that. And I would say that I did pretty well. I spent a lot of time with my roommate, Sam, who is actually here, everyone. So, Sam, say hello.
Hello.
She's a true homie.
She is the homie. Great, great gal. Lucky to have her in my life. But she's a good reminder for me that there's more to life than, you know, the stress and the everyday day to... Oh, Sarah just finished her glass of wine, everyone. So things are about to get, as she would say, juicy.
Very juicy. Just kidding.
But anyways, yeah. No, so I definitely stayed present and I was just, you know, focusing on those relationships and that kind of thing and feeling really happy. I've been singing a lot and just...
I actually cannot right now.
No, but okay.
Is this Frozen? Are you gonna like freaking
Am I Elsa or am I Anna? Anyways, okay, but we've got haters in the room. So I'm just going to send it back over to Sarah. So Sarah, go ahead, because apparently me being happy and singing is a bad thing.
Actually, no, it's okay. I was in a coffee shop earlier today and I busted out singing, and then That's weird. Yeah, it is. It is. I was with my roommate and her boyfriend, and he literally just hardcore judged me, but it's okay because he's like low-key a brother to me. So I was just like, Nick, back off.
So you're rambling again.
I am rambling. Okay, back to my intentions. So I'm going to keep this short because I like to talk a lot. So sorry about that. But my intention, okay, one thing you should know about me, preface.
Sarah, you said you weren't going to ramble.
I said I wasn't, but this is like an important key factor. You should know that I have ADHD. So like I am like a freaking puppy. I bounce around a lot and my attention span is very short. So therefore I don't know what the fuck is happening ever. So, but back to my intentions. So I think it was something about like living in the moment, something really cheesy.
That was mine. She's stealing mine, everyone.
Okay, honestly.
That was not yours.
Oh, was it being positive? See,
I don't even remember your intention.
That just shows you how bad my ADHD is. So, well, honestly, at the end of the day, I know for a fact I didn't stick to my my intention. Okay, like I said, I had an interview. I questioned my life completely. I realized I have been applying to a lot of jobs in sales recently, and then I just realized I had this like little bung moment come like into my mind, and it was like, Sarah, why the fuck are you doing sales? You should be doing event planning. I've wanted to do event planning literally since I was like 12. For any bougie events, like I want to plan it because I'm super super type A. I love just like knowing all the little details.
Where is this going?
This is going somewhere. So basically what I'm saying is I had a quarter life crisis and I realized what I should do with my life, and therefore a lot of worry was injected into my life, but now I'm kind of like on the up and up, and I'm doing great.
We love that. All right. Up and up. We're loving life. We're realizing our callings.
So basically, I think now we should get into the podcast. So first, we're going to start talking about like either awkward dates or like the worst date we've ever been on. So who wants to go first?
You can go first, Sarah.
Oh, Sarah, but mine's going to be really elaborate.
Okay, fine. I'll go first because it'll be a lot shorter and... But so I'm going to just touch on the subject of guys coming on way too strong. If you tell the person on your first date that your family would love them and you can't imagine your life without the person and that they just can't wait to introduce you, and then you tell them that your family's coming, they say, oh, I can't wait to meet your parents. And you're like, oh, no. Let's take a step back, sir. No. Let's just take things slow, everyone. You don't know the person. You should take time to really just, you know their favorite color, that kind of thing. It's kind of scary when you come across too strong. But that's just my advice to males. So, you know what? Be friendly, but not too friendly. Okay, the end.
Is that all the details you have? Like, don't you have, like, specifics?
I don't want to go in detail.
Okay, that's fair. Sarah doesn't want to expose, but, like... I'm petty, so I will expose.
Poor guy.
Okay. He's not a poor guy, honestly. Okay. First of all, we need some background story. So, well, before I, like, actually get into this story, I need to, like, preface, like I've mentioned a few times before, this is, like, a PG-13 podcast, so...
Whenever we said that before?
Well, no, my mom listens to this, so therefore it's a PG-13 podcast.
Hi, Mrs. Humphrey.
Hi, Mrs. Humphrey. We love you. Love you, Mom. But back to the story. When I was a freshman, there was this very attractive man. He was a senior. I remember he was hitting on me. He'd always, like, tell me, he's like, oh, we should go out. My brother was also going to college with me at the same time, so he knew this dude. And I texted him and I was like, Tyler, what should I do about this? And then he was like, probably not a good idea. And I was like, okay, you're right.
So Sarah was like, not a good idea. Okay, let me text him right back right now.
Actually, that's what happened. But I never ended up going on an actual date with him. Come 2 years later, I am abroad. For the first half abroad, I dated some rando. I mean, he wasn't rando. He was fine. Sarah didn't like him. Sarah doesn't like any of the guys I date, but that's besides the point. So for the first half abroad, I was dating this guy, and then I broke up with him. And then the second half, I was single as a Pringle, but one day I get a text message from this fellow back from freshman year, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I like this. Let's see where this goes. So we ended up talking for the next 3.5 months. So we were texting and we still hadn't seen each other. And then eventually I get back to America and he's like, I want to take you on a date. So we went on a first date. It was great. It was like fine. And then we go on a second date, and me being me, I didn't realize that the date was on Valentine's Day.
So we just hit the anniversary.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Our 2-day anniversary. I didn't know that. Like, I don't know how this happens to me, but like, I was just like, oh yeah, like that's weird that you want to go out on a Thursday. Like, I was thinking more of a Friday, but like, whatever. And then when the day comes, I finally realize, oh wait, it's Valentine's Day. Weird. Okay. So the date finally comes. He cooked me dinner and we were talking and it was like fine and all. And then all of a sudden we're talking about podcasts because your girl obviously likes some podcasts. But then he brings up about how his favorite podcaster really just promotes open relationships and polygamy. And I was like, oh, interesting. And he was like, if you're like uncomfortable with this, you can stop me. I was like, no, I kind of want to know your thought.
Let's hear it.
I know. It's kind of like, well, now you open that door. I got to know. And so I was like, oh, interesting. And then he was like, just kept on going on and on about it. It was like about a like 15-minute conversation. And then we ended up watching You, which is the Netflix.
Oh, I watched that. That's insane.
It's really, I find it very disturbing. So cute that we watched it on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Okay, anyways, yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's weird. We ended up watching that. He kept on saying how the main girl was so cute. And I was like, okay, this is like a little awkward. And then, so, you know, we started kissy-kissy, all of that stuff. And then he would say some weird things. He would like moan my name while we were making out. And honestly, I have to say, first and foremost, that is a unique thing I've never experienced.
On the first date?
Second date, but yes.
Still weird.
Yeah. And then like,
don't do that, boys.
He said like a lot of weird things, but basically he said, do you want to have some fun tonight? And I was like,
what does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. And I was like, oh no, not with you, sir. So that was my worst date. It was most entertaining though.
Just not that great.
Yeah. Not great. But anyways, carrying on. So I figured in the theme of love, we should also talk about our thoughts on dating apps. Sarah, you should start since that my story was very long-winded.
Yeah, that was long. So, you know, I think not for me. Not that I'm against it, because I know a lot of people who have found love, honestly, through dating apps. But just personally, like, I don't see myself, like, finding my husband on a dating app.
Well, that's true. But, like, what are the specifics that make you not want to be on a dating app?
Well, I just think that it's, I don't know. I want it to be, I don't know. Maybe it's me being, like, a hopeless romantic. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it takes away, like, their romance. Okay, that's also one of my concerns. Like, what if there are a bunch of weirdos?
I mean, there are. Okay, I downloaded one at the end of December, early January. I downloaded Hinge because I feel like,
heard good things.
The men are better than Bumble. Bumble, I had a terrible. I went on one date with a guy in Bumble early in September. It was such a bad date. I don't even want, that's how I feel about it. It was not gross. Good. Yeah, so I vowed to never use Bumble again, so Hinge. Honestly, I don't want to be mean, but like, I'm very unimpressed with the guys. I'm also very unimpressed with the guys in San Diego. All they want to do is freaking drink and get drunk, and then they're all like cowboys. I mean, I'm not opposed to cowboys because I grew up in Arizona. Like, come on. I was raised with 50% of the population is cowboys, 50% of the population is old people, and then the rest of it is like all cactus.
And then I'm from the East Coast, so I kind of like the more put together, I don't know. It's a very different vibe, and I don't know. It's a very interesting dating scene, I feel like, here. And when you go out, it's very much, maybe it's the places that we go. I don't know.
I think it's the places we go.
Not necessarily, you don't think you're going to meet your husband there. You know what I mean?
We just want, like, potential.
Yeah, definitely potential. And there's no potential at all.
There's no potential.
Moonshine is not the place, everyone. Just a PSA out there.
Moonshine is a very popular country bar in San Diego, and it's disgusting.
No. Okay. It's a lot of fun. We can't give them false information.
But also, you have to, like, be heavily intoxicated.
Full disclosure, we'll probably end up there tonight. But
also, like, this is what I've told myself. I'm not going to meet, like, a good guy. Not, like, a good guy. I meet plenty of good guys. But, like, a good guy who I'm actually attracted to physically, emotionally, and, like, intellectually.
I'm like, looking for that emotional connection.
I'm just, like, looking for a guy who at least answers my text messages at this point.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah. So, basically, back to that shit. You don't like dating apps?
I want to hear it. Like, if you have a success story, please just, like, voice it.
Okay, Sarah. It's funny that you say that.
What?
I mean, it's not that funny because I really don't have a success story. But this past week, like I mentioned earlier on in the podcast, you know, it was a rough week. I had, like, a whole mental breakdown about, like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? So...
In Trader Joe's.
In Trader Joe's with the mans. Andy, we love him. Shout out to him. But I was just really frustrated. So when I'm really frustrated, I re-download Hinge. And I have deleted and then re-download Hinged about, like, 5 or 6 times. I'm not proud of it, but you know what? It happens. So basically I re-downloaded it again this past Wednesday or something like that. I don't talk to anyone. Like, I need to preface that. I don't talk to anyone. I literally just, like, receive. This sounds so bad, but I'm going to say it anyways. I just like to hear, oh, you're so cute. You're so cute. Like, bitch, I fucking know.
Once again, Sarah's hyping herself up.
I am hyping myself up. But, like, dude, I don't care. I fucking know I'm cute. But, like, you need to tell me, like, I want to hear your personality and your energy just, like, really brightens my day. Like, that's the shit I want to hear. Like, I could care less about my looks. Dude, you know, when I take off my makeup and I don't take a shower for 3 days, you won't be telling me that I'm cute then. So I go on it. But recently I have been talking to this random man and he wants to take me on a hike. But I'm not sure if that's code for, like, let's go on a hike and I'll murder you in the forest.
Oh, God, Sarah. Dark. Very dark.
It is dark, but you know, you have to think of these things.
Okay, so from there, basically, we want to know, have you been on a date? Do you go on dates? Is it scary? Is it weird? Do you have any protocols? Do you call your girlfriend? Do you, like, be like, hey, like, meet us there, that kind of thing?
Basically, that's what we have for tonight. But I wanted to end this podcast. I know it was cut short, but you know, girlfriends and guys, for all of our male audience out there, we have the bars to attend to at the moment. But before we end, I think we need to talk about our thoughts on being single and how it is actually a great thing.
So my thoughts on being single. I think it's very easy to let it get the best of you and for you to feel negative or bad about yourself. But also, I love being single because I think of all of the incredible relationships I have in my life and that I'm able to focus on that I truly would not be able to if I had a boyfriend. I think of my friendship with Sarah, my roommate Sam, all my other friends, and I feel so much love. And that's the thing. I think people think that love has to just be between, like, a romantic person, and, like, obviously that is a different type of love, but also too, you can have that relationship, but if you don't have that support system, those friends who are there no matter what, I think you still feel empty. And I can honestly say that I feel so much joy. I'm able to do things that I love. I'm able to, you know, make this podcast, go to a workout class, that kind of thing, or just anything. And the fact that I am able to do whatever I want, I feel very, like, grateful and blessed. And I think that it's just God is allowing me this time in my life to really figure out what I love and who I am. And I think it would be a shame if I spent that pining over someone else or being negative about it. And so I think it's just embrace the season you're in and know that there's a plan for everyone, and that if it hasn't happened yet, then that just means that God is preparing your heart for something great to come, and that you have to be open to anything. And when it happens, it happens. But just live your life and enjoy it and say yes to going out and doing fun things, because pretty soon you won't be able to do that. So
everything that Sarah said, I agree with. I know we were like kind of joking about like not finding our husbands at in PB. But honestly, like, we're not necessarily trying to find our husbands right now. We know that this is a time in our life where being single is honestly, it's a blessing. We don't have to deal with any drama, and we're able to develop ourselves in a way that we wouldn't be able to do if we were necessarily attached to another person.
Going off of that, I just want a little like message to anyone out there. Your worth is not dependent upon a boy's opinion, your friend's opinion, your parents' opinion. At the end of the day, your worth is infinite simply because of who you are as a person, and that you should be proud of that, and that you should never feel that you have to prove anything to anyone, and that you should honestly, like, I mean, there's a cliche that you can't love someone if you don't love yourself, but I think it's so true. So no, if you're like going, definitely. Yeah, if you're going through a season where you feel, you know, unhappy or insecure, know that you're not alone, but also know that like, this is just a great point to be like, okay, but like, what do I love about myself? And to remember those things and to tell yourself those things. And I would also say that there's this amazing, amazing thing about life that if you focus on the positive, if you focus on the joy in your life, like, everything else becomes better. And like, I think that
it's very true.
Yeah. It's if you become more positive, if you start looking for that joy, you'll realize that you are happier, that you do cultivate those relationships, that you do experience things and you get happy over little things and that kind of thing. It's all about your mindset. It's all about changing that, switching that flip inside yourself and being like, you know what? Like, I'm going to seize the day. I'm going to do what I can. And I think that, yeah, it is hard, but at the end of the day, you will be so much stronger, so much happier. And life is wonderful. And sometimes it's difficult to remember that, but it truly, truly is.
Yeah, exactly. And like, going off of that, I was at yoga yesterday. The yoga teacher was basically saying the idea of daily affirmations and how they are so powerful, because you can say I am, and then whatever comes after I am tends to be true. So you can either make that negative, I am lonely, I am sad, I am all these things because I don't necessarily have people who love me, but you are loved. That's such a false reality that we tell ourselves. And if you shift your perspective and say, I am joyful, I am all of these amazing things, then life can be actually amazing. And then you can fill your life with so much love, even if you don't necessarily have a romantic partner. Because at the end of the day, all you really need is a few good girlfriends. Because like, hey, me and Sarah, we're single and we're still living our life, and I love life.
I'm so happy.
We're so happy. We're living our damn best life.
Exactly. And then you know what? The wonderful thing about that is just think how much better it will be. Like, you know, like, there's just so much more love to give. It just keeps going.
You know,
it doesn't run out.
Two halves don't make a whole. It's two holes make even a bigger hole.
Okay, what?
I don't know. I saw that on Instagram.
Okay. On that note, I think it's about time that we end this.
Yeah, it's about time we end this. But I hope you enjoyed us on our little journey from worst dates and awkward boy situations to dating apps to a little pep talk about being single.
You guys, it's a great life. Go out there. Live it.
Live your best life. We love you all. I hope you're going to be back again. Also, quick note though, please give us 5 stars on whatever device you're listening to this.
Please review. We're open to feedback.
We are open to feedback. Text us, DM us. Honestly, you can text us because we
realize most of you probably know us.
Most of you probably know us, so it's fine.
We're giving us that pity listen, but we know what we appreciate it.
We appreciate it. We love you. But on that note, I think you should all have a beautiful, beautiful night. Sleep tight, my lovers.
Bye, you guys. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye. Kisses.
Mwah. Always.